This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Mats Vella in Bonn. The opposition in Syria says hundreds of thousands of people poured onto the streets across the country to demonstrate against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Activists said they were determined to have their voices heard while Arab League monitors are in the country assessing the situation. The international monitors are trying to determine whether Damascus is complying with the terms of an Arab League plan to end its crackdown on dissent, but the group has come under criticism for not getting an accurate assessment of the situation. Unconfirmed reports from witnesses said security forces responded to the protests on Friday by opening fire and using nail bombs to disperse the crowds, killing dozens of people. Spain's newly elected government is warning that the country's budget deficit is much wider than expected. Rather than making up 6% of the country's gross domestic product, Spain's budget deficit is actually around 8%. The government says to bring public finances back under control, it is cutting public spending by almost 9 billion euros next year for all ministries. Spanish Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáez de Santamaría.
We're facing an extraordinary situation which was not foreseen. We're going to have to take extraordinary measures.
Extraordinarias y no previstas.
That will mean raising taxes for the next 2 years on income, savings, and high-value homes, as well as wage freezes for civil servants and a hiring freeze in the public sector. Kim Jong-un has officially been declared the supreme commander of North Korea's armed forces. Earlier this week, Kim had already been declared the country's supreme leader following the death of his father, Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il reportedly requested that his son be made head of the military in a will dated October 8th. It was widely assumed Kim Jong-un would take command of the military, and Saturday marked the first time he was recognized as such by the state-run media. North Korea's military consists of 1.2 million members. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Thousands of people have turned out for demonstrations in Istanbul and Ankara, expressing outrage over airstrikes by the Turkish military that killed 35 civilians on Wednesday. The military had intended its airstrikes for Kurdish militants, but instead hit smugglers who were bringing in goods from over the border from Iraq. On Friday, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan expressed his regret for the attack.
35 citizens have died. One was injured. We are truly sorry. Necessary investigations are underway. The situation will be clear after the investigation.
Earlier on Friday, thousands of mourners gathered in southeast Turkey for the funerals of the people killed in the raid. The conflict between the Turkish government and Kurdish separatists has claimed more than 40,000 lives since it erupted in 1984. Most of the victims have been Kurdish. Hungary's parliament has passed a controversial law that critics say destroys the independence of the country's central bank. The new law strips the bank's president the right to name deputies and creates a third politically appointed vice president. The European Union and the International Monetary Fund have broken off talks to extend Hungary a financial lifeline because of the law. Earlier this month, Standard & Poor's and Moody's rating agencies downgraded Hungary's bond rating to junk status. An uncontrolled forest fire in a Patagonian national park in Chile has claimed over 27,000 acres of remote woodland and scrub, amounting to about 4% of the park's total area. On Friday, Chilean President Sebastián Piñera said the park would remain closed for the month of January, regardless of what happened with the fire. The Torres del Paine National Park sees over 100,000 visitors a year, and the fire comes in the middle of peak season for hikers. And in the first event of the Four Hills Ski Jumping Competition in Oberstdorf, Germany, Austrian jumpers swept the top three places, led by Gregor Schlierenzauer. Last year's winner in Oberstdorf was Thomas Morgenstern, who went on to win the Four Hills overall title. Morgenstern was third on Friday, and Austria's Andreas Koffler was second. The next of the four events in the Four Hills is on Sunday in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. I'm Mats Vella, Deutsche Welle Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.